Well, that only means one thing. We are headed to the Revolution Hotline to talk with the man. He is the UCA Athletic Director, Mr. Brad Teague. Dr. Teague, how you doing?
Hey, RJ, I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Boy, I tell you, being an alumni of UCA, you can't be happier than what I am right now, because you have a great football season, basketball's on the rise, softball's doing well, volleyball's doing great, and now baseball's headed to an NCAA regional.
It's a pretty good year. Yeah, we're pretty proud of that, and pretty proud of our coaches and our student athletes.
Well, I tell you, I've got one of your underlings here in the studio is Kale Gober's here, and we were just talking about how great UCA over the last few years. I mean, from what UCA was before you got there to what they are now, I mean, every sport at UCA is just on the rise and competing on a high level.
Well, you know, the common denominator is Kale Gober.
Yeah, it's all about the groundwork that I laid as a young graduate assistant.
That's correct. You know, ever since he was here and then he left, we've been on the rise. So,
that's
Kale,
right.
Thank you.
No problem. Anything I can do for you, boss.
Dr. Teague, I tell you, when you look at this weekend, for fans that, you know, especially UCA fans, have never been to a regional of baseball sorts, you know, tell them how they're going to get tickets to go see the Bears this weekend down in Starkville.
You know, first of all, RJ, we're so excited about playing in Starkville because it's one of the traditions in college baseball. They started the left field lounge, and I grew up in Mississippi, and I grew up following Mississippi State baseball, and I went to plenty of games, even pitched there when I was at Delta State, and what an atmosphere it is, and it's going to be a great atmosphere for us, and certainly we played over there this year. We played a weekend series in February in Starkville, actually won 2 out of 3 games, which was a great start for us. This is going to be different, though. This is the regional Friday night game, 15,000 strong, lots of cowbells ringing. It's going to be wild over there. So we have already had plenty of interest from our fans in trying to get tickets and trying to go to Starkville, and certainly there are tickets to be had. And you have to buy all your tickets through the host site. So you have to go to the Mississippi State Bulldogs website to buy tickets, and they're reasonably priced. It's not far from Arkansas over to Starkville, so we hope we have a big crowd from Arkansas going to cheer on the Bears.
Dr. Brad Teague, UCA Director of Athletics, joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Dr. Teague, talk about 3 years ago, whenever you hired Alan Gumm, talk about what his vision was and then how he has executed that and it's really come to fruition this year.
Well, you know, everybody in Arkansas knew of Coach Gumm and the success he was having at Southern Arkansas. And what I didn't know is the type of person he was. And as soon as our job was available and he started having reference calls come in, it was quick to see that he was a genuine person, somebody with great integrity, somebody that we wanted to be part of our coaching team here at UCA. And when he came in for interviews, and Kale, you were there, so you know exactly the answer to your questions. But the man had a plan. It was about having good kids, good student athletes, doing it the right way, winning championships, building relationships. He has done that and done it quickly, and we're just so proud to have him.
Dr. T, talk about y'all's facility enhancements since Coach Gumm's tenure there.
You know, it began before Coach Gumm. We had a park that had been here for quite some time, about 40 years. It hadn't had much adjustments to it. We were able to do about a $2.5 million installation of a new stadium. And once Coach Gumm came in, his vision for a synthetic turf field, as well as enhancements all the way around the perimeter of the field to improve the fan experience, motivated us in the administration to make that happen. And so we were able to go out and raise some money and do some nice things for the baseball facility itself. And that's certainly has helped his vision and helped him in recruiting. And we're just so proud it's all worked out.
Dr. Teague, you've said many times that winning is infectious, really. Once you see the football team win, you see the volleyball team win, you see the softball team win, it's bound to happen that, you know, the baseball team's going to start winning, the basketball team's going to start winning. Just talk about the group of coaches you have up there at UCA between Coach Conk. You've got, you've got Coach Gumm. Just talk about everybody you've got in line right now.
You know, RJ, we really do have a great camaraderie. It's a team approach, and our coaching staff, and we meet monthly as a group of coaches, and they get along very well. And what I love to hear is when a coach comes in and says, you know, I went over to see Coach Conk and ask him this and that, or I went over to see Coach Q and to see how he does this, and they really share a lot of information, and they really pull for each other. And then when we go to various events and other teams and coaches are there supporting a different team and different coach, that really makes you proud, and it's good to have just good people that have good values and that want to mentor and mold young men and women to be successful in college.
It's interesting that you talk about that Starkville Regional earlier, that talking about the atmosphere at Mississippi State. ESPN ranks the Starkville region the toughest region in all of college baseball this year. I mean, that says something, I think, for UCA, that not only have they beaten Mississippi State twice, but now they're sending them back as a four seed. But a lot of people are thinking that UCA is one of the better four seeds in the country.
Well, RJ, you know, the prognosticators had us as a three seed in other regions. Even one had us as a three seed in the Mississippi State region or in the Starkville region. So we were a little surprised that we were a four seed, but nonetheless, you still got to win the ball games when you're there, so it doesn't really matter the seed. But certainly, when you look at RPI of all the teams in this region, we have the highest average RPI of four teams in any region. So yeah, it's going to be a tough region. Certainly, Mississippi State knows UCA now. We've played them four times in the last 2 years. We've actually beaten them three out of four times in the last 2 years. So they're not going to take us lightly. They're not going to take us for granted. They're going to be ready to play, and it's going to be a great competitive ball game.
Dr. Teague, UCA Athletic Director, joining us on the Revolution Hotline. And I think it's also important to note, Dr. Teague, that this is not, you know, UCA didn't have a fluke weekend whenever they beat Mississippi State 2 out of 3. Talk about some of the other notable opponents that you guys have beaten this year.
Well, we had a fun season, non-conference schedule, of course. We started there at Starkville and then went to Southern Miss, beat them 2 out of 3. We had Kansas, came to Conway and beat Kansas. We beat Wichita State. We've beat Oklahoma State, who was ranked at the time. So we had a pretty strong non-conference schedule. Therefore, our RPI was so good and our strength of schedule was so high, and that certainly has helped us as we've moved throughout our season. Now, we hit our conference play, and in the Southland Conference, our conference is ranked in the top 10 of all conferences in the RPI, which tells you how strong the Southland Conference is in baseball. So we actually didn't fare as well in conference as we did outside of conference and ended up struggling the last 3 weekends in conference play and had to win our conference tournament to make it to a region. But for the most part of the season, we were being noted as an at-large team. Whether we won our conference tournament or not, we would make the NCAA tournament. But with a little decline in wins toward the end of the year, we had to win our conference tournament. And certainly, when you win 5 in a row in your conference, you're doing something right. And our kids have found their bats again. We're scoring some runs again. And certainly, our pitching and defense has always been there. And, you know, we think that we're going to be in close, tight ball games. And it's whether or not we get the two-out hit and RBI that would put us over the top. And that's what's going to be the difference this weekend.
Dr. Teague, talk about some of the media exposure that UCA has gotten over the last few years. It all started with the turf that you guys put at the football stadium. But, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day. He lives in San Antonio. And when he saw the regionals pop out, he called me and said, "Is that the UCA you went to?" Because I think that really it starts with the football. But now that UCA is popping up on ESPN and on ESPN3 or whatever platform, people are starting to identify UCA with different things.
You know, RJ, we talk about brand all the time and how we brand ourselves. And in our state, UCA is our brand. But out of state, Central Arkansas is our brand. And on ESPN, we're listed as Central Arkansas. When we had the number 2 play of the day the other night when Ethan Harris made the catch in left field, they call us Central Arkansas. But I'll tell you a story. I was in Dallas a couple weeks ago on the elevator, and I had a shirt that said Central Arkansas on the shirt. And a lady says, "Where's Central Arkansas?" And I said, "It's in Conway, Arkansas." And she just looked at me funny. And I said, "Well, you know, we're in Southland Conference with Sam Houston and Stephen F. Austin," trying to name some Texas teams because I assumed she was from Texas. And she said, "Well, I'm from Little Rock." And I said, "Little Rock? Well, Central Arkansas is in Conway." And she said, "Is that UCA?" And I said, "Well, yes, yes." Well, she said, "Well, my brother went to UCA." So again, It just speaks to the fact that everybody in Arkansas knows this is UCA, but nobody outside of Arkansas does because they think it's California. I hear that all the time. Is that UCA? Is that California? No. No, it's Central Arkansas. So it's how we brand ourselves. And absolutely, football is a big brand. We make the playoffs in football. It's the FCS. But see, in men's basketball and baseball, when you make the postseason, you're in there with everybody. Yeah. And that's when people really start paying attention. So that's happened for us now in baseball, and certainly it happened in volleyball, and then men's and women's basketball will be there, and softball will be there, and all the other sports. Everybody's improving, and that's what's fun about being at UCA.
Well, Dr. Teague, would you rather go by the UCA or Central Arkansas identification as athletic director, what do you guys want to be identified as?
Well, really both.
Okay.
You know, and what we've told and talked to about with our coaches is when we play on the road outside of the state, let's brand ourselves Central Arkansas. But when we're at home, let's be UCA. So that's really going to be our focus moving forward is when we're outside of the state, we're going to be Central Arkansas. And when we're inside the state, let's be UCA. But let's make sure that nationally we're known as both. And that's what we want to hope to do.
Final question before we have to take the break, but Dr. Brad Teague joining us from UCA. He's the athletic director at UCA. Take me back to that final out at the Southland Conference Tournament when you see Coach Gum and everybody on ESPN or on the field, you know, celebrating that first Southland Conference Championship game. You know, you being athletic director, you've been able to experience Southland Championships in football and in other sports, but seeing it in baseball right there, I tell you, that's got to be a proud moment for you.
You know, watching baseball teams win championships, they always do the pile-up, right? So to see our team able to do that is a great experience, and I was a baseball player, so it makes you proud and certainly proud to see us go into the big tournament and being a regional and have an opportunity to continue to win. And you know, Coach Gums always said his goal is Omaha, and he believes that, and we all believe it. And if it doesn't happen this year, it's going to happen sometime. UCA will be at Omaha in the World Series sometime in Coach Gums' tenure. So we're excited about that, and hopefully it's this year. If not, it's going to be a year soon.
Dr. Brad Teague joining us on the Revolution Hotline and The Zone. Dr. Teague, thanks for the time, and hey, good luck to those Bears this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
One interesting thing, Dr. Teague alluded to the fact that I was, you know, lucky to be on the hiring committee whenever Coach Gum was there. And the very last slide of his presentation, I promise this is like a storybook, but the very last slide had a picture of his Southern Arkansas team piled up, and all it said was, "It's all about the pile." And he's like, "That's what we want to do here." So you talked about how cool is it for Dr. Teague to see. We saw that on a presentation 3 years ago, and then to see it really happen is really awesome. And you know what? Whether it's Central Arkansas or UCA, the good thing is that they are noticed nationwide, and they weren't before he got there. So he's done a great job. And you don't get into administration on the athletic side if you want recognition. And he's definitely stayed behind the scenes and just hired great coaches and watched them do their job.
Well, I think that it's starting to pay off because Conk was already there. We knew what Conk could do as a football coach. But by going and getting Corliss Williamson, who, regardless of what anybody can say, Corliss did a great job of he started with intramural players, basically. There was no scholarship athletes on that team when he first came in.
From scratch, basically.
And he's slowly built that. And I tell you one thing, he's doing a great job as far as trying to figure out how to mold the athletic brand. And I tell you, not enough credit is given to Dr. Brad Teague on what he's done so far. So either way, hey, I want to remind everybody that phone call was brought to you by Revolution Restaurant. They are opening up for lunch starting today, and it's also the day that the Load the Wagon Trailer benefit is going on. It's the benefit for everybody in Moore, Oklahoma. So if you want to stop by and bring water, blankets, any type of donation for the folks in Moore, Oklahoma, you can go by Revolution. It's down on President Clinton Avenue. It's right there as you take Cantrell and it's President Clinton and Cantrell on the corner. It's basically the Rev Room. And you can go down there. The restaurant opens at 11 a.m. today. There's going to be music being played all the way until 7 o'clock tonight. And they've got a big trailer out back to load everything up. So that's all happening at the Revolution Restaurant, which is also known as the Rev Room, downtown Little Rock. So either way, wow. I tell you, when you hear somebody like Dr. Brad Teague talk about that, the Bears, and really the overall atmosphere UCA is going to face when they make it to the regional on Friday, it's going to be a lot different than playing. I mean, even the Southland Conference tournament's nothing going to be. I don't really know if you can compare what they're going to experience Friday to anything they have all season long.
Well, that's something that they can, I guess, really enjoy. This is an opportunity to play in front of a big crowd, to show up a big crowd against a very good team, a team that they know they can beat, and, you know, regardless of midweek series or not, a team that they faced down there before. I hope they rise to the occasion. I think it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't think that they'll be a deer in headlights by any stretch because they've played Vanderbilt at Vanderbilt this year.
Yeah.
So if they get beat because a team is better, that's one thing. But I don't think that it will be because they're, you know, starstruck or their eyes are wide open. I don't think that'll have any factor.
Well, when you look at these two regionals, you've got Arkansas playing Bryant, and we're not talking about the Hornets of Saline County. They play Bryant, who nobody really knows much about them. They play in the Northeast Conference.
They have a tie.
They have a tie against Houston Baptist.
They're the only team in the tournament. Or excuse me, Arizona State, the only other one with the tie.
Yes. And then you've got Kansas State and Wichita State. UCA actually beat Wichita State this year. But I think for Arkansas to make it to a super regional, they may be in one of the easier regionals throughout the tournament.
And that regional, according to Dennis Dodd on CBS, he just tweeted that it is sold out in Manhattan, Kansas.
As expected, though, because really everybody is in that region but Bryant. Bryant's having to come from Rhode Island to get down there, and everybody else is within driving distance pretty much to get to Manhattan, Kansas. So I think it's a good draw for Arkansas. I really think that if they can make it to the super regional, then the question is, I think you want Texas A&M to knock off Oregon State or try, because that will be a tough super regional if you have to match up against Oregon State.
You got to go all the way out to Oregon too, which we've seen is a tough place to play. It's a long way to travel. You're not going to get as many fans out there. And you're right. If Texas A&M or any of those other teams, I mean, Texas A&M just happens to be the highest seed there, an SEC team as well. You want to see them do well in the tournament. If they're able to knock off Oregon State and win that regional, and Arkansas can take care of business, then that'd be a good super regional matchup between two SEC teams, hopefully at Baum Stadium.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of folks were saying, you know, we got screwed out of not getting a host job at Arkansas. But in all reality, the non-conference strength of schedule was not good. We know that. But it still doesn't put you out from possibly hosting a super regional if Oregon State gets knocked out. That's the only way it's going
to
happen.
The dominoes have to fall in place.
That's the only way you get a super regional is if Oregon State loses. And because when you look at it, UTSA is not getting a super regional. UC Santa Barbara is not getting a super regional. And neither is Texas A&M. Arkansas is the next viable option
if
they take care of business.
Yes.
They've got to take care of business to get to the super regional in order for that to happen.
I think it would be really cool for the state of Arkansas to have two teams continue to advance. Unfortunately, Central Arkansas and the University of Arkansas didn't end up in the same bracket, and they would both have to win their 4-team pool and then win again in order to both make it to the College World Series. But I think that would be really neat for the state of Arkansas to have two teams being represented. 25% of the field would be from Arkansas.
When you look at this, this is something I posed a question yesterday. I didn't get much feedback from. I want to know from listeners today. We know everybody's 98% of the state's a Razorback fan. We know this.
Sure.
But with the Razorbacks and UCA in the tournament, they wouldn't meet until they got to Omaha, if that was the case. Do you find yourself somewhat rooting for UCA to move on and win and keep winning, regardless if you know anything about UCA at all, just because it's a state pride thing?
Yeah, I think one thing that you could equate that to would be this past year in the Final Four. Wichita State really kind of took over the country of college basketball for about 2 weeks because they were so good and no one knew who they were.
So did Florida.
But you know, Wichita State was one of those, you know, where nobody expected it. And if Kansas makes it, they're Kansas. You better make it.
Yeah.
But when Wichita State, nationwide, I'm sure the state of Kansas would have rather seen the Jayhawks. But nationwide, more people were talking about the state of Kansas because of Wichita's performance.
And Florida.
Yes,
yeah.
Because of Wichita's performance, not if KU were there. So that's one thing where the smaller of the two schools, based on division,
I agree. That's one
example where two in the same state were competing for the same thing, and only one of them got it. It happened to be the smaller one. So by that line of reasoning, it would say Central Arkansas, because like I said, people love the underdog.
That being said, though, the state was getting recognition. It wasn't just
true.
It wasn't just Central Arkansas.
Right, but are you an Arkansan or are you a?
I agree.
Arkansas.
I understand. I understand what you're saying, but with the national coverage, they were saying Florida Gulf Coast, or they were saying Wichita.
Right.
But they would always compare it back to, well, can Gulf Coast beat Florida? That's what they kept saying, was because they were matching up farther and farther on the bracket. Can they match up? And so really it turned into a state topic rather than just Florida Gulf Coast. Everybody loved to see that matchup of Florida Gulf Coast and Florida, and see that clash in the tournament. And the talk, of course, was about Florida Gulf Coast. There wasn't much about Florida, but in the grand scheme of things, the actual state got a lot of recognition because of a small school in Florida Gulf Coast that nobody's ever even heard of makes a tournament run.
You know, let me ask you this, and I am a very, very casual baseball fan.
Yeah.
I can't name you 25 starting pitchers in the majors. But if I'm watching college baseball, I wouldn't be watching it. I would flip through and I would see it.
Yeah.
I am much more likely to watch Vanderbilt versus Cal State Fullerton than I am Vanderbilt versus USC.
Yeah.
I don't care to see Vanderbilt and Southern Cal, but Cal State Fullerton, man, that's the underdog. That's the little guy. I like that. To me, and it goes back to my pick with the Pacers. It goes back to I like the good story. And I obviously I hope the best for Arkansas and UCA for the sake of the state of Arkansas, but it would be really neat if both of them advanced to get our state some notoriety in that front.
I agree. Let's go to Dale real quick. Dale, what's up, my man?
Hey, wanted to respond to your question on the who would you pull for, UCA or Arkansas. And I mean, I think it's the expectations are with Arkansas coming into the season ranked number one. I mean, the expectations are if they don't make it, it's going to be a letdown. But for UCA to make it, that would be a major, major step in the right direction. So you got to pull for UCA.
Yeah, and I'm not so much saying separate. Would you root for UCA over U of A? What I'm saying is, if they're playing at two different times, are you more inclined, because it's a school from Arkansas, to watch both schools?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch both schools because you want both of them to succeed, and you want them to be on the opposite side of the brackets and be in the finals in Omaha, and it's going to be Arkansas against UCA.
I got you.
That's what you're rooting for right there.
I appreciate the phone call, Dale.
I agree with Dale. I think you should. As an Arkansan, that's what you should want. You should want everything that represents your state to do well. You should want Billy Bob Thornton to get in good movies because he's from Arkansas. You know, you should want everything Arkansas to be
Mark
represented
Martin.
In a solid light. Hey, can I plug something for Henderson State real quick?
Real fast. We got to take a break.
Arkansas Lottery Scholarship.